Hey friends, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I am a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, and you know what's always the most important, a real person. Welcome to my world, and welcome to episode 20.3. What is your leap? So, if you are subscribed and you've been following my podcast, you know that on the last episode, we talked about character, party of one. We talked about the importance of character and how to determine what your character is and how to determine the character of another person as well, right? And this was based on a situation that I personally had dealt with because that's all my episodes. There's nothing fake over here. This is pure transparency. I'm telling you like it is. And so this week, we're going to talk about what is your leap? And your LEAP stands for Life Experiences Associated to Your Purpose. What is your life experience that is associated to your purpose? Now, we are in a leap year. This is 2020. And did you know it takes 4 years for us to get one day? Listen to me carefully. 4 years. It reminds me of a book that I read called 3 Feet from Gold, and it references about a person who was going after their goal, going after their dream, and right when they got 3 feet from where they were looking to be, right from the destiny part, they gave up. So I'm thinking, if it takes 4 years for us to get one day, why do we always feel like everything is supposed to happen instantaneously? I mean, don't get me wrong, because if you know God like I know God, we know that God don't know time. Everything in his time. And his one day could be like 1,000 years for us because we just waiting, trying to figure out what is taking so long. But what if you thought about it in that mind frame and said, if I thought about my leap as is a life experience that's associated to my purpose, then why am I so in a rush to figure things out? Or why am I so in a rush to say, why is this not happening right here, right now? And I get it. We deal with everyday life experiences, and we know the bill collectors are not waiting. The debts are not waiting. They want their stuff, and they want it now. But all of this to say, are you really paying attention to the things that are happening in your life to see if just maybe the things that are happening to you are not happening to you, but they're happening for you? See, for me, my purpose on this earth is to be a mouthpiece for the kingdom of God. Hence me being a speaker, an author, a podcaster. And it's also why I had to endure so many situations that really hurt me to the core. But it's because God needed to use my story to uncover my purpose. Now, I'm going to be very honest with y'all. It took me a while to figure that out. Because for a long time, I was trying to ask God what was up. Like, why is this taking so long? Why do you have me in this wilderness? Why do you have me at this point where I just want to give up on life and give up on everything and everyone? Why am I here? And it's in that moment when God starts to really begin to speak to you, to be honest, if you're listening. Because sometimes we just don't want to hear it. We're just so over it. We just want to give up. But I pray right now, under the sound of my voice, that anyone that's listening to this is not giving up. That they have just a little bit more fight in them. If they just realize that this leap is connected to a purpose, this leap has a reason. This life experience, there is a reason for this. And you may or may not see it in your lifetime because, again, it takes 4 years for us to get one day. So everything is not instantaneous, but everything is purposed. Here are a couple of my situations. And as I'm talking about mine, I want you to think about your own. One of my biggest situations, my toughest situation that you know I talk about all the time, thank God comfortably now. I mean, yes, I still have pain, but I can actually talk about it, is losing my mom at the age of 15. This was a major life experience for me as a only child and as a woman. Losing my mom, who was also my best friend, crushed me. I mean, I was literally depressed and bitter, to say the very least. But losing her in the human form didn't mean that I lost her in a spiritual form. What it did, though, is it taught me how to grow as a woman. See, I lost her at 15, which is about around the area where most females are starting to learn themselves and figure themselves out. I mean, nowadays they're a little quicker than that, but hey. So it helped me to grow into a woman because I had to now realize that this life experience was connected to my purpose. So the purpose of God taking my mom home for her was so that she didn't have to suffer anymore. But for me, it was for me to help other women grow because now I had to figure out how to grow. Right. And because I was in that depressed and bitter state, I wasn't trying to hear nobody. Like, I don't want to hear what you got to say. If you're not my mama, I don't want to talk to you. That's how I was. And so Christina had to figure out on her own how to become a woman. And I'm still figuring some things out. I'm growing and learning every single day. And I'm okay with that. But that life experience of losing my mom was connected to the purpose of me helping other women grow, as well as myself. Another one was becoming a teenage mom. I had my first kid at 17 and my second at 19. And in that time, I was completely confused and lost. Remember, I had just lost my mom at 15. 2 years later, I'm having a kid. And 2 years after that, I'm having another kid. There was a lot happening here. So I was completely confused and lost. But what it did is it helped me grow into a mother. And not just a mother for my children, but to mother other children. Because we all know that it takes a village to raise a child, right? And so that life experience helped me to show others how to turn their pain into purpose. Because it was very painful still dealing with the traumatic effects of losing my mom. And now the traumatic effects of bringing children into this world. And I was still a child myself. So here I am, figuring out how to be a woman, but now I also have to figure out how to be a mom. And you know my quote every single time now is I must be the woman that my daughter will model, and I must be the woman that my son will marry. That is very important to me. So now I've figured out how to be a woman, and I'm figuring out how to be a mom. And I'm growing and I'm learning. And then most recently, as you all know from the last episode, I was attacked on social media. Well, I said I wouldn't use the word attack, but you know, it's still an attack, right? I was trying to be nice about it, but it's an attack nonetheless. And this situation, especially with me being who I am now and growing into Christina now, as opposed to Christina from the past, who was a whole hot mess, this situation had me shocked. But it also had me sad. Sad for the person, sad for my family, and a little bit sad for myself. Just a little bit. But this helped me to grow into my character, which we spoke about on the last episode, Character Party of One. And I also had to stand behind my brand. You see, I built a brand called Did You Pray? If you don't know about that, you need to go check that out as well. We are on Instagram as DidYouPray_official brand, giving you all types of prayer, power, and purpose. And we've got a line where you can rock out on your Did You Pray gear so you can let people know that you are a prayer warrior and you are learning or you are growing into a prayer person, because we are building a prayer nation one product at a time. And so now this situation here with me being attacked on social media led me into growing into my character. And the purpose of that is to prove to others how the foundation of God and prayer is so important. Do you see how all of this connects? I had to learn how to be a woman. I had to learn how to be a mother. And then I had to learn my character. And so all of this ties together to my purpose. See, a leap is not sight. A leap is vision. And God always has a bigger vision and a bigger plan for our lives than we could ever see. Had you said to me a while ago that I would be this person before you today doing a podcast, this person with a book, this person who speaks at public events, I'd have like, yeah, no, that's no. Sorry, you got the wrong person. I would have never, ever imagined this life for myself. I didn't even think I was this great. I didn't even think that I had a purpose. But thank God for the foundation with Him. Thank God for learning how to pray. And we're going to be working on that too. I'm going to teach more people how to pray. Because I'm getting your questions. I hear you. And I'm here for you. We're going to have an episode on that and a course as well. But I want you right now to just think about, what is your leap? What is the thing that's going to take you from where you are now to where you need to be? And if it's not just for you, remember that too. When it takes you to that place where you can be a blessing and an inspiration to somebody else. Because we're not out here just for the looks. We out here for the legacy, baby. We out here trying to change the generation. We out here trying to break generational curses. This is for real. What is your life experience that is tied to your purpose? Write it down. Maybe you didn't even realize that these life experiences that you've been having are tied to your purpose. Maybe you didn't even realize that your leap was bigger than what your sight was. Maybe you didn't even realize that it wasn't even about the sight, that it was about your vision. Maybe you didn't even realize that you were leaping in the first place. This is a leap year. Not just a leap day, not a leap month, a leap year. Bigger than that, if you take it to the spiritual aspect of it, it's a leap season. So I declare and decree in this leap season that you shall leap. I declare and decree in this season that you shall leap big. I declare and decree in this season that you shall touch every part of the purpose that God has for your life. And no stone will be left untouched. I declare and decree that everything you touch shall prosper. When I started to take notes for this podcast, because I do take notes sometimes when I got my whole life together, one of my favorite scriptures was on the top of the page. And it said, we know all things work together for the good of God, for the good of those who love God. But it also says, to them who are called according to His purpose. His purpose. What is your leap? What is your life experience that is tied to His purpose in you? Just remember, your leap is bigger than you could ever, ever imagine. Your leap is deep. It ain't just dope, but it's deep. So think about your leap today. And then think about how your purpose is tied to your life experience. And tag me. I want to know about your leap. I want to know what's going on. Talk to me about this. And hashtag, my leap is deep. Love and blessings. Remember, you can always find me on Instagram, 3_123, Christina Danielle, or on Facebook as Christina Stewart. Talk to you on the next episode.